I think that one of the main ways that my world perspective and my approach to learning changed was this emphasis on critical reflection. And as an Engage ambassador, community engagement, community engaged learning, critical reflection, it's really the DNA. It's the heart and soul of everything that we do. And reflection and critical reflection are fundamentally different. Reflection is more about your independence, your growth, assessing stakeholders, you know, what's happening around you. Critical reflection asks you to consider politics, privilege, position, power. It's asking you to see yourself in a larger ecosystem. And so, you know, going back to what I said before, seeing that, you know, we had privilege and at the same time we were sort of students from America making commentary about another country. We weren't necessarily experiencing ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. We weren't necessarily experiencing, nor were we seeing or witnessing it firsthand. So we had to be really careful. You know, we were there. It was important for us to know that we weren't there to salvage a situation. We were there to learn and understand as much as we were there to sort of help and work with others. And so that perspective helped, at least me, it helped me. It kept me grounded, and it sort of opened up more space for others, especially our Vietnamese counterparts, to come in and educate us and tell us about what was happening. And so that's really changed my learning. And even in the classroom at the Nolan School of Hotel Administration, I find myself constantly critically reflecting in the classroom, understanding that, you know, that course curriculum, what we're learning in the classroom, you know, what are the implications on the larger ecosystem? What are the larger implications on society? You know, who has privilege, who has power, and what are those dynamics? What does that look like?